What else is going on right now in thyroid cancer from a research perspective that's important to know about?
So, yeah, we're actually starting to look at the incorporation of immunotherapy with thyroid cancer. So there is a study that's in the works, should be open hopefully in the next month, and it's the administration of lenvatinib and pembrolizumab in combination. So it can be for those people up front or people who failed lenvatinib therapy and they're progressing, and so they can go on to get the combination. That's one thing. We're also looking at, can we treat patients with basically half the dose? So if 24 milligrams is the starting dose for lenvatinib, and you know, if you look, 80% of the people had to have either dosage stopped or dosage adjustments because of the intolerability. And you went on to lower doses based on the protocol. Can we start at a lower dose and still get the same benefit? So we're looking now through this study, or hopefully we'll be looking soon, at starting between 10 and 14 milligrams and, you know, seeing are the benefits there. And then at our own institution, before I had these TKI inhibitors, we know that the mTOR pathway plays a role. So Dr. Sherman from MD Anderson and Dr. Brose from University of Pennsylvania both have data that they presented, and I think may be close to being published, looking at the combination of sorafenib and everolimus and people who had progressed on sorafenib, showing some benefit, you know, in a population of patients with the mTOR inhibitor. So prior to having all of that, you know, I wanted to offer people something in my clinic, and TKIs were expensive and weren't attainable unless it was a clinical trial. I would give them the combination of an oral chemotherapy agent with an mTOR inhibitor. So I kind of borrowed the regimen from my sarcoma colleagues who were treating, you know, sarcomas with such a methodology. And interestingly, you know, they tolerate it really well. And I was like, well, I hate to take away someone's quality of life if this is going to work. So I adapted from what they were doing and treated a few patients. Some of my colleagues and I published, you know, our retrospective experience. And, you know, showed there were some people who did have some benefit. So we decided we'd write our own pilot study. So I have a very astute and energetic fellow who wrote a study with me. So we're about to launch that pilot study in about 20 patients to see if there is a benefit prospectively with the combination of an oral chemotherapy agent with an mTOR inhibitor.
I'm curious what your view is in terms of the biology of thyroid cancer and why you see responses with TKIs. And any theories about, for example, why you see more responses with lenvatinib versus sorafenib in terms of what it's hitting?
Obviously, they're very vascular tumors, so VEGF is upregulated, you know, in these tumors. So I think the primary biomarker receptor that they're working on is the VEGF receptor, which is common to both. FGF is expressed and targeted with lenvatinib as compared to sorafenib, and that may provide some advantage. There is a crossover, you know, some more BRAF, I think, with sorafenib than with lenvatinib. And I don't think people know exactly why this drug works so much better, the lenvatinib in thyroid cancer as compared to sorafenib. But overwhelmingly, it has to do with the vascularity of the tumor and inhibiting the blood vessel formation.